the light-bringing energy, the luciferic energy that tempted the person Jesus of Nazareth, who became the Christ, the energy that tempted the person Siddhartha Gautama, who became the Buddha, is the same energy that tempts you. It tempts the accountant to steal, the student to cheat, the spouse to adultery, the human being to external power. It opposes the light of your immortal soul to the physical light of your personality. What is the nature of transformation? It is the compassionate way of temptation. Temptation is the gracious way of introducing each soul to his or her power. When you are seduced or threatened by external circumstances, you lose power. They gain power over you. With each choice that you make to align yourself with the energy of your soul, you empower yourself. This is how authentic power is acquired. It is built up step by step, choice by choice. It cannot be meditated or prayed into being. It must be earned. With each recurrence of anger or jealousy or fear, you are given the choice to challenge it or to give into it. Each time you challenge it, it loses power and you gain power. Each time you are tempted to become angry or jealous or fearful, and you challenge that feeling, you empower yourself. There would be no accumulation of strength inside if the choices you make did not require discipline and intention. If you decide that you cannot beat a temptation, what you are really doing is giving yourself permission to be irresponsible. The desires and impulses that you feel you cannot resist, that you lack the power to overcome, are your addictions. Addictions are the wants of the parts of your personality that are very strong and resistant to the energy of your soul. They are those aspects of your personality, of your soul incarnate, that are most in need of healing. They are your greatest inadequacies. Your addiction may be to food, or drugs, or anger, or sex. You may have more than one addiction. In each instance, you cannot release the addiction until you understand the dynamic that underlies it. Beneath every addiction is the perception of power as external, as the ability to manipulate and control. Beneath every addiction is an issue of power. The journey to the soul begins with understanding that we are drawn automatically as a species to come to terms with power. Underlying every crisis, physical, emotional, psychological, and spiritual, is the issue of power. Depending upon the lens that you wear to interpret your crisis, you will either step closer to your soul or closer to the earth. The journey to wholeness requires that you look honestly, openly, and with courage into yourself, into the dynamics that lie behind what you feel, what you perceive, what you value, and how you act. It is a journey through your defenses and beyond, so that you can consciously experience the nature of your personality, face what it has produced in your life, and choose to change that.